Well, it's a privilege to be able to hide in the Rock of Ages, the Rock of all ages, real rock that doesn't move, that's strong, that's settled, rock that we can count on.
Yes.
And we heard that other song, that we can be satisfied. You know that the Lord wants us to be satisfied? It's, you know, we don't serve a God who stands up there and just metes out satisfaction and blessings because he has to. Sometimes we feel like, well, I've got to really, really pay the price before the Lord's going to be willing to bless. But we serve a God who wants to bless us. He wants to satisfy us. He wants us to be able to be hidden in him. Scripture says, I am come that ye might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. I believe that that is the Lord's will for all of us. I have a little message this afternoon, and I trust that it's a key to what we just talked about, being satisfied in the Lord and staying hidden in the Lord. This is a vital key, and I'm going to leave it with you and trust that you'll be able to take it with you and put it into practice. I'd like to start in the 5th chapter of Luke, and we'll start at the 12th verse. It said, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and show himself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Now listen to this 15th verse. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Now listen to the 16th verse. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And that's my message this morning. You know, Jesus, there was so much to consume Jesus' time and his energy and his focus. And this scripture said that all the multitudes came. Jesus had much fame. And people would come and press in upon him to the point where when he wanted to preach to him, he'd stand on the boat, remember, and kind of push the boat off a little ways to maybe get some space between him so he could preach to the multitudes. And Jesus could have allowed the cares of life, the duties of life, all the things that were coming his way, the press, if you will, to begin to control his time and his purpose. And it didn't mean that the things that were coming his way were bad. He was doing good things. He was healing people. He was spreading the word. It wasn't like he was doing things that was wrong. And yet, Jesus left us an example of something that is so critical and vital to do in our lives. And that is, the scripture tells us, that he withdrew himself. And it said, he withdrew himself into the wilderness and he prayed. Jesus proactively withdrew himself, separated himself from all of the things that were coming in upon him on a daily basis to go spend some time with the Lord, with his Father, with God. And you know, we live in a busy day. We live in a busy time where there is much that presses in upon us each day. And if you wait for those things to subside before you withdraw yourself and go spend some time with the Lord, you aren't going to find very many times to go be with the Lord, because those things are going to keep coming your way. It's kind of like going down a river, the current carrying you down in a raft, and you saying, well, as soon as this current stops, I'm going to give the Lord some time. The current isn't going to stop. the current's going to keep on going. We are going to have to deliberately and consciously withdraw ourselves from so many of the things that press in. And I'm not talking about sin. I'm just talking about the cares of life. I remember in another place, didn't it say that Jesus told the disciples to go ahead and go over onto the other side, and then he went up into the mountains to pray? This account said he went into the wilderness. Another place said he went into the mountains apart. Well, and I thought about this, and I thought, you know, there's always going to be a boat, there's always going to be water, and when you have a boat and you have water, you float the boat. And there's always things in life to do. Where there's water and there's a boat, there's place to float the boat. Where there's grass and it grows, you can mow the grass. When there's dishes to be cleaned, there's going to be cleaning that needs to be done. And it's a cycle that never stops. When there's work to be done out in the workforce, or if you're at school, there's always more studying that you can do. There's always more time that can be given to work. There's always home improvements that you can do. None of these things are bad, and they can press in around us. But what I want to encourage all of us with, be deliberate in withdrawing yourself. Sometimes you have to put the stick in the wheel of the spoke, so to speak, to stop the forward movement, to withdraw yourself and get away from it all. It's so necessary to do that in our lives. I don't know, in your schools, if you've seen, when I was in grade school, they used to have those little squirrel little cages where you have squirrels, or what they call them, guinea pigs, and you could check those things out and bring them home. And that was my first exposure to the squirrel cage, you know, and they'd have those little hamsters in there, and they'd jump on that squirrel cage, you know, that's just a round thing on a little bearing and shaft, and they'd just run. I remember looking at that thing, and it's like, oh my goodness, they're not going anywhere. They're just running, and they're making no progress whatsoever. And that squirrel cage just keeps spinning, and that hamster's just a-going. You know, sometimes we can do that in life. We can just go, and tell ourselves, you know, as soon as this thing stops, I'm going to give the Lord some dedicated time. And it is never going to stop until you get off. Sometimes we have just got to know when to say, I'm withdrawing myself. Yes, there's things that need to be done, but it's time to withdraw. The Lord gave us the example to do that. And I recall that other account, when he went up into the mountains to pray and he withdrew himself from his disciples, do you remember what the very next thing the Bible says that he was doing when the disciples saw him? He was walking on the water. And I was challenged with that. I thought, you know what? There's probably some real special blessings. Maybe some water the Lord would let me walk on if I would be willing to withdraw myself, separate myself a little bit more. Lord, I want to spend some time with you. I'm going to leave some of these things, and I'm going to go spend some time with you. I'd like to close in the 27th Psalm. Psalms 27, the psalmist said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. This is in the fourth verse, Psalms 27 and 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, the psalmist said. Not two, three, four. There's one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. You know, there are many things in life, many options of things that we might desire that we don't actually seek after, right? Have you ever found yourself going down the road and you see something and say, oh man, I'd really like to have that? And you might. But you don't want it enough to seek after it. Right? I mean, you may say, wow, Mr. Neighbor over here, I wish my lawn looked like his. Really wish my lawn looked like his. But you don't want it to look like his enough to get out and work in it every day for an hour or whatever it is. You see, we only have a limited supply of energy and time. We only have so much. It's a discretionary resource that's limited. And we have to make decisions on how we're going to use the limited resources that we have of time and interest and capacity and whatever it is. And there's a lot of things in life we look at and say, wow, I sure like that. You know, some people say, boy, they sure know the Bible. It seems like they really have a relationship with God. I wish that I had that. But they don't want it enough to seek after. See, there are two different things. Desiring something and seeking after something are two very different things. David had in his mind here, there was something that he desired. He desired to be in the presence of the Lord. And he recognized that that was going to be important for him in life. If he wanted to be satisfied, that we heard in the song, if he wanted to be sheltered and hidden in the rock of ages, he recognized, not only do I want to just desire this, but I want to desire it enough to seek after it. And that's what he did. He sought after it. You know, you can figure out what it is you really want in life if you want to. All you have to do is start looking at what you're seeking after. It's easy to say, I want this, I want to be this, this is important to me. But at the end of the day, if you want to know where your heart is, sometimes this gets kind of close, look to what you're seeking after. I know we all have things we have to do. We have cares of life, we have jobs, we have duties of the home that we have to do. But you know, we also have what's called discretionary time that, okay, now you get to decide what you're going to do with this limited amount of time. You know, the bulk of our means may go to paying the rent or our house payment and for a car and food. And then there's a little bit, there's some left over that you decide what you're going to do with it. And we can begin to understand where our heart is by looking to how we handle and distribute and exercise and utilize those things that are limited to us and how we use them in our discretionary time. I want to be careful stewards. I want to be a careful steward of what God's given me. And I want to recognize the same truth that Jesus recognized. He was God's son. Jesus was God's son. And yet Jesus recognized the need that even though I'm the Son of God, he recognized that there's times in life, there's times each day that the Lord wants us to withdraw ourselves. To withdraw and say, Lord, I want to give you some time. Lord, would you lead me through this day? Would you give me wisdom to know how to live? Lord, are you pleased with the direction that I'm going? Lord, is there a verse that you'd like to open up to me and make special to me? You know that the Lord, he'll honor that. The Lord will honor those times where you deliberately withdraw and you change the course of what's naturally happening in your life, meaning the current that's taking you down a certain direction. You say, no, I'm paddling to the side. No, I'm stepping off this squirrel cage for a little while to make contact with the Lord. Be encouraged to do that. It's key in our life. If we don't, we're going to find that we're not as satisfied as we should be and what God wants us to be. We're going to find it difficult to be hidden in Christ and in the Lord when we're not deliberately withdrawing ourselves and giving ourselves to the Lord. But if we do, here's the promise that is left us. The fifth verse says, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. This morning, let's be encouraged and challenged to consistently and deliberately withdraw ourselves, give the Lord some time, Let's not only desire a closer walk with the Lord, but let's seek after it. And if we do those things, the Lord will be faithful to give us the desires of our heart and to give us that peace that passeth all understanding and that ability to live with the grace that we're looking for to make it through to the end victoriously. Let's be encouraged and challenged this afternoon. Pray for me. I want to be true. Amen.